is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. But I tell you, Mark, this week has been a very busy week as far as just awful, awful news from the government people in regards to different ways that they are harming your freedom out there.
That's kind of what they do.
And it's also been a busy week specifically for news from the TSA government people as far as ways they are infringing upon people's
Have we heard
liberty.
Any good news from the TSA?
No, because the only good news from the TSA would be that they are going away.
Well, they're going private. They were offering security on a voluntary basis to any airline that asked for it.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, if they were entering a marketplace where they were subject to competition, that'd be great. If they were going private in that they were still the one monopoly provider for every airport in the country, it wouldn't really be a step forward.
I think it'd be a step forward because we wouldn't be we wouldn't have to pay them as much. Currently, they're government bureaucrats and they're always compensated above market levels.
Well, let's start things out here with the latest on the TSA because we were just talking literally days ago, a couple days ago. Was it yesterday or Wednesday? I don't even know. It all blends together for me, but I know for a fact that this week we had discussed how the TSA had, in a few instances, started doing bus station harassment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we kind of touched on that when we were discussing the TSA and the various different ways that they're infringing upon people's freedoms. But one of the qualifications that we made was that it wasn't really happening that often. I mean, yeah, there have been some instances over the past few years, but it hasn't really happened that often. And 2 days later, there are two separate stories about them not only meddling with bus stations, but also train stations in our former home state of Florida.
This is a train station in Florida?
Yeah, there are train stations that stop around Tampa.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the stories are, let's see, we've got one here from ABC News, ABCActionNews.com. We're in Tampa. It's the sort of security we've seen a lot since 9/11 at places like airports and seaports and major sporting events. Did you know they were doing major sporting events? Maybe that's not the TSA. Maybe it's just the sporting events have clamped down their security. Anyway, they say here that bomb-sniffing dogs, pat-downs, and metal detector wanding, gloved inspections of handheld bags were all performed in the shadow of Greyhound buses. According to TSA, a federal bureaucrat, he says, we do this for a couple of reasons, to sort of invent the wheel in advance, in case we have to, if there is any specific intelligence requiring us to be here. This was shown that we and our partners are ready to move at a moment's notice. Milano, the bureaucrat, was joined at the bus station by Border Patrol agent Steve McDonald, saying, "What we're looking for is threats to national security as well as immigration law violators," he said. So it's a joint outreach here. They're looking to screw as many people as they can.
I bet you a bag of pot is a threat to national security.
We're also looking at one of our main initiatives, one which is cash smuggling. So there you go, Mark.
Cash smuggling.
Yeah. That's a drug thing.
What is cash smuggling?
It's where you have cash with you.
Right. Walking around with cash on you.
If it's 100 bucks, it's probably not cash smuggling. But if it's 1,000, you're probably getting to the point of possibly being a smuggler.
You know, that happens to me. I must smuggle cash.
And so passengers ready to head toward Orlando, Jacksonville, and points north had to go through a series of checks. The canine officer from the Tampa Airport Police Department gave the bus his special sniff test in the baggage compartment. This is all part of VIPER, which stands for Visible Intermodal Prevention and Response.
You know, they never come up with names that aren't so violent.
Yeah, like Teddy Bear.
Right. There is no Operation Teddy Bear.
Right.
There is no Operation Bunch of Dorks in Pink Tutus.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have that. It's all VIPER,
yeah, it's a
Mustang,
snake or an eagle or something like that.
Talon.
Right. This is ongoing for us, said Tampa Police Bureaucrat Chief.
Operations Tiny Manhood.
This is ongoing for us, said the Chief of Police. We do this every day. That's news to me.
Well, for one, he's lying.
You think?
Come on.
I don't know.
They shake down people at the bus station every day.
He says we do this every day. And he's not very specific when he says that.
Yeah.
But he says they do it every day. And for the folks who travel like this day in and day out, it's a comfort in these troubled times. Frequent rider Chuck Lawrence says, I feel safe knowing that I can get on the bus and I'm not going to blow up.
Because somebody wants to blow up your bus, Chuck.
TSA's Milano says, that's why we'll be back.
Oh, good.
We won't say when, but this way, the bad guys are on notice that we will be back.
Yep. Them.
That's the one from Tampa. Here's one from Orlando, 800-259-9231, where TSA officers conducted security checks at the Amtrak train station in downtown Orlando on Wednesday. The checks, and it wasn't long ago that we had a story out of Orlando where they did this. So this is becoming a more regular occurrence. I recall this within the last few months. I believe it was specifically at the Orlando, but either the bus stop or the train station. This is happening more frequently now than it has. I mean, if it's been happening this frequently all along, it's the first time I've seen consistent news about it. So
we do keep an eye out for this stuff.
Transportation, the checks involve bomb-sniffing dogs, explosive trace detection machine, behavior detection officers. In addition, luggage was checked with portable X-ray machines. They're going all out. Although federal law requires 100% screening of luggage and passengers at airports, security isn't as stringent on other modes of transportation. Just wait. Give them time. This is how it starts. Authorities said the TSA, along with other agencies, periodically conducts checks, trains, and bus stations. John Daly, federal security director, says, you always come across things. For example, at a Greyhound terminal last week, we had folks actually boarding buses trying to bring machetes, handguns, and knives on buses, which is a potential threat to the security of passengers.
Because nobody could be threatened if there wasn't a machete or a knife on or a handgun on board.
Mm. Right, and of course
the
nobody should be allowed.
Couldn't be used to prevent someone from threatening me.
Right, no one should ever be allowed to be armed when they're traveling on a Greyhound bus. I don't know about you, but I've been on Greyhound buses before, and it didn't really feel as though it was the most safe of experiences. I mean, I'm sure the bus drivers are very professional, but if you've ever hung around the bus depots, you know that generally Greyhound bus depots aren't found in safe neighborhoods.
They're a good place to find a hooker or crack.
Yeah, absolutely. If you can go on a Greyhound bus run without being offered some sort of illicit service, you are amazing to me. Anyway, so they claim that they're finding all these weapons. Some passengers said they were relieved to see security agents patrolling the station. Are you noticing a theme in these stories here? No, these are two different stations. One of them an ABC station, and the other one a NBC affiliate. But at the very end of the stories, after summarizing the various different security functions that are going on, or the security theater that's going on, they always have a little interview with a passenger who's just pleased as punch to see this happening. One passenger whose purse was checked says, I was happy to see it. On Wednesday, TSA agents confiscated a box cutter that a plumber had in his toolkit. Oh, you better put a stop to that, man. He might go and fix something.
he can cut some of that insulation that goes around pipes and stuff.
Authorities said they've done 12 security checks at train and bus stations in the last 6 months in Central Florida. 1-800-259-9231. So I just thought it was so particularly relevant, considering we were talking about the TSA and how they were doing these things, to point out that, how about that? Yesterday, they did them again at bus and train stations. So, of course, you have to ask yourself, well, how long will it be before these are happening more often than once every 6 months? Because what they're going to need in order to make that happen is more bureaucrats, right? They need more, a larger government bureaucracy, more, a bigger budget, and more bureaucrats to hire to go and go and do train stations on a more regular basis.
Absolutely what they need.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. And then how long before they start just doing random road checkpoints like they do in the southern area and the northern areas of the country?
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those. And those features include stuff like archives. You can go click and download and enjoy up to a couple years' worth of shows. We've got all the way back to January of 2009, and we do have plans to add more down the line. I probably shouldn't have mentioned that because, you know, that means it's going to take longer. But it will eventually be added, like back to April of 2006. But right now, you go all the way back to 2009 totally free, in our podcast at freetalklive.com. In fact, you can go straight to archives.freetalklive.com for a quick link to that stuff. It's free.
If you've ever lost power, you know how inconvenient it is, and maybe even debilitating. Now imagine you could flip a switch and have your solar backup system provide you with quiet power when you need it. No fumes or noise like a gas generator, and not nearly the maintenance. Go to mysolarbackup.com now and check it out. You are the one that's responsible for providing for your family's safety. Mysolarbackup.com.
Let's continue with your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. And then coming up, an interesting poll about the people in the United States and how many of them actually consent to being governed by the federal government. I love this poll. We'll get to that here in a moment. But first, to the phones and the fun. Ryan is in California to start things out. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Ian, a question for you.
Okay.
As a voluntarist, I would think that one way in which you could help society evolve away from government and toward voluntarianism, if that's the word, would be to begin declining the available services of government. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think that's a generally good idea. What services do you believe that I'm availing myself of?
So in that case, if your house catches on fire and the fire department is rushing out to put out the fire, do you turn them away?
Oh, well, I pay for that service, so I'm not going to decline that particular service.
Okay, so so because you pay for it. Maybe I missed something. I thought you were a tax resister.
Oh, I am, from federal taxes, but I don't. I'm not ready at the point. I'm not ready yet to lose my house. So I have not yet refused to pay local taxes.
Do you decline the federal U.S. Postal Service?
Well, you know, I pay for that when I use that, too. I do my best to avoid using it whenever I'm shipping something. I typically use the private shippers. But unfortunately, the Postal Service has a government-enforced monopoly on first-class mail. So, for instance, if somebody sends in a self-addressed stamped envelope to Free Talk Live for one of our free bumper stickers that we give to folks, all we ask is you send a self-addressed stamped envelope, you know, I 100% of the time am putting Free Talk Live bumper stickers into self-addressed stamped envelopes that are addressed with first-class postage on them, because there aren't very many people that are willing to pay, you know, $3 or $4.
No, it's got to be more than that to send a UPS ground.
Yeah, I guess if you get like a bulk discount or something, you can get it cheaper. You can
likely
get UPS for cheaper. But yes, $7, $6, $5. They're not willing to pay that, and UPS and FedEx aren't allowed to compete in the area of first class mail. So, unfortunately, in areas wherein the government has a monopoly and I'm forced essentially to utilize their services, I will have to avail myself of it. But again, the post office isn't a very good example because you are still paying at some level for that service.
Okay, fair enough. Let me ask you about another one. It seems like I've heard you continually assert that various branches or bodies of government have no jurisdiction over you because you never entered into an agreement for them to exercise that jurisdiction. And I'm wondering why it is that you continue to bow down to and comply with one of the most ridiculous and arbitrary branches of government ever envisioned, being the FCC.
In what way would you say we're bowing down to the FCC?
Well, you dump dirty language.
Right. That's really
that?
More of a result of what the consequences will be because of the radio stations that we're on.
They in turn developed those rules to be in compliance with the FCC.
That's not entirely true, and I've held Ian's feet to the fire on this one too. But what you're going to have to remember is that many of the radio stations have more strict policies on language than even the
FCC.
The FCC does. So, you know, whereas most of our radio stations probably wouldn't like us using the B word very often. be in Rhymes with Itch. We don't use it, but that's not, the FCC wouldn't have a
right.
problem.
Right, and you know, I appreciate you calling me out on this. I really do, because it's, for me, I don't mind this. I understand where you're coming from. You're saying, well, Ian, you advocate voluntarism. You should be this iconic persona that people can look to see exactly what that means.
I am simply testing your cognitive dissonance. It seems like I'm hearing one thing and then seeing another, and I don't know how you can espouse.
Well, no. What are you hearing cognitive dissonance from me here? I think you're hearing explanations as to how I've chosen to do what I've chosen to do, that I've chosen to you've called me out in areas in which I am essentially, you know, going along to get along. However, you aren't pointing out that, or we haven't acknowledged yet that I don't pay into Social Security and I will not collect from Social Security, that I don't pay into the federal income tax, and I'm not interested in, you know, their other services that they're offering. So I am doing some things, and I'm doing more than the average American who dutifully pays whatever taxes and jumps through whatever hoops they demand of him. So everybody has to start somewhere.
In order to be particularly principled, as if you will, you'd have to really live in a cave.
Yeah. So everybody has to start somewhere on their path to non-cooperation or civil disobedience, if that's a path they're interested in taking. I think it's a valuable one myself. And so, would I like to not pay property taxes? You better believe it. Would I like to have some other people on board with me so we can all do it at the same time? I think that'd be a nice way to go about it. But eventually I might just get fed up and say, screw it, and, just have them steal my house from me.
You know, I should probably mention that I'm not coming from a holier than thou position here. I mean, I don't have one tenth of guts that you guys have.
No, you're just calling me out. I'm not saying you're holier than me. You haven't even made a statement about yourself.
Yeah. You don't think that the government is the only organization that could provide the services that you're referring to, do you?
Oh, no.
No, he's just trying to call me out. That's all.
Yep.
So, anything else you want to share?
Yeah, one final thing. I hear this refrain repeated about, that's kind of the slogan, I guess, of the Free State Project, liberty within your lifetime. What would you say to liberty within the next 24 hours? It's called a plane ticket to Somalia.
Well, Somalia, this is the claim on when it comes to anarchy, that, you know, oh, if you like anarchy, go check out Somalia. And I think that you could make a better claim that Afghanistan, where the United States has been bombing the crap out of them for the last 7 years, is probably a better, picture of what, in fact, anarchy is, because they're going in there and they've taken whatever social order has sprung up and they've messed it up and destroyed it. In Somalia, they have government. It's just not the government the UN wants. It's a bunch of warlords that tell a certain amount of people, you know, what it is that they can do and what they can't do. It's not cohesive. They don't have big buildings. But honestly, they don't have that in a lot of places.
I'll tell you what. I'll come back and address the Somalia question because it's another good one. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Okay, so you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark,
join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts created by listeners like you. You can go to bbs.freetalklive.com, get interactive, bbs.freetalklive.com.
Check out the Lowcountry Liberty Report. It's liberty-minded news for liberty-minded folk. This Ridleyographer is based out of Savannah, Georgia, and is currently doing a series where he's interviewing all the Ladies of Liberty. Ladies of Liberty Alliance, excuse me, the Calendar Girls. You can find these lovely Lola ladies and their interviews in our very own Free Talk Live Shrine of Female Listeners. You can find all the rest of his stories at lclreport.com, sometimes even on our new FTL website. Feel free to vote up his stories if you like on the FTL's new website at freetalklive.com.
All right, we continue here. I'm going to get right back to the calls. I want to just quickly address the final question from our last caller, who was essentially calling me out because I'm not completely disconnected from the various different government services out there. And I think I did a decent job of explaining the rationale behind some of it. I would love to completely disconnect from the federal government.
Yeah.
And, of course, I wonder, you know, in the if New Hampshire or Vermont or whatever were to secede, what do you do about sending mail at that point? What will happen? I don't know. I mean, I imagine the marketplace will come up with some way to interface with the post office. But
there's plenty of messaging services in existence already,
yeah,
around town messaging.
But I mean, across the country.
You can still send mail through the U.S. Postal Service, you know, as long as somebody gets it picked up.
Yeah, I guess you're right. The different countries can interface with them somehow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it would just be up to
somehow
some
England
local.
And the United States and Canada, yeah, and all these other places allow letters to go through. So they can do it.
There are just certain things that, unfortunately, the government is so into that we can't really avoid it. So if Free Talk Live wants to be a radio show, which is where we started, then in order to do that, well, the bad news is, in the world that we're living in here, the radio stations in this country have, you know, by and large, licensed themselves through the FCC, you know? And, Mark, you make a good point about how the stations are, in many cases, they have higher restrictive content rules than the FCC itself does, and that usually has to do with their listeners and their advertisers more right. so
the
than
only
the FCC.
Thing that Free Talk Live does to bow down to the FCC is to not allow people to say four words on the air or something like that.
Yeah, there was actually a situation a couple weeks ago involving one of our Saturday night affiliates. They'd gotten an email from one of their listeners who was upset about something that I said on the Saturday show. I used the term hand job, and you know, there was no sexual...
To describe exactly what that was. Yeah,
right.
I mean, it was a hazing operation between two boys in a locker room.
Yeah, it was in this context of a three-hour-long conversation, a very adult conversation about hazing, which is a very serious topic that in many cases does involve sexual humiliation. And, you know, it certainly was not mentioned in any kind of pandering fashion. And the person who wrote this email to the radio station did not even use the term. So the program director didn't even know what term she was beating around the bush at. And you know, I wrote him back and I explained, look, this is a show. Because he said, well, please explain this. This is a family radio station. And I basically wrote back a lengthy letter. And you read it, Mark, before I sent it along because I wanted to make sure it was A-okay. But I wrote back a lengthy explanation talking about how Free Talk Live is a show that deals with mature topics. We deal with those mature topics in a way that doesn't, I don't think, pander to the lowest common denominator. And, you know, I suggested to him, if you have a preferred way for me to describe that particular act on the air.
I thought Soapy Sudsy's satisfaction was pretty good.
Digital manipulation, I don't know. Digital manipulation is actually more descriptive of what the act actually is than I think than handjob. But, you know, my point on that is that if you're concerned about, we're talking about families that have this kind of prohibition on talking about sexual things, then, yeah, Free Talk Live probably isn't the right show for your station. If I think Free Talk Live is a family show.
The idea that a family is gathered around their radio at, 8 p.m.?
8 p.m., yeah.
8 p.m. in the evening on a Saturday?
Unlikely.
It seems unlikely to me.
But I don't think that's impossible.
You know,
I would love to. I know that families listen to the show together.
9-year-olds listening to the news
talk? It happens. I know that happens. I know our listeners do that. And I think Free Talk Live is a family show if your family is open-minded enough to discuss mature issues like sex, drugs, and you know, other violence and other things that that tend to come up on this program. If your family is one of those families that tries to shield their children from the realities of the world, then no, this is not the right show for your radio station. So I actually took that stand with a program director who I actually have not heard back from. I don't believe they've canceled us. We're still appearing on their schedule on their website. But, you know, that's my stand. Like, look, okay, I appreciate what you're saying here, but if our show doesn't fit your format, we're not going to change the show for you. You know, I stood firm on the fact that we're going to talk about hazing again at some point in the future.
We take feedback from program directors. I just think that in this case, that's where we're coming down on.
There's a line, and I'm not gonna cross that line. I'm keeping the show open content wise. There's just a few little words, like you're saying, Mark, that we can't allow. And to the question about Somalia, why don't you just go to Somalia if you want anarchy? Well, I don't want anarchy. I want a voluntary society, one based on a consensual
right.
natural
order. Does that sound like something that's going on in Somalia?
No, and the people in Somalia got to where they are today because of a violent overthrow. Because
the UN just can't leave their government well enough alone. They just can't leave their government alone because their government doesn't fit into whatever paradigm it is they feel it should.
To get to a voluntary society, to get to a consensual-based society, it has to involve a paradigm shift. It has to involve peaceful evolution. And that's not what happened in Somalia. So, no, I have no interest in going there. 800-259-9231. Paul is in California on the AMP line. Hello, Paul.
Hi. You guys covered it pretty well, but I just wanted to address the earlier caller. Firstly, I hear a lot from people that, you know, well, if you don't like the government, then you need to withdraw 100%, and only at that point can you object. But that's not true at all. There's no hypocrisy with just tolerating some, you know, some government because you have to get along. What would be hypocritical would be if Ian used aggressive violence himself or supported the use of it. That would be hypocritical because he's arguing against it. So, you know, being the victim of aggressive violence or, you know, not, you know, tolerating it, some level of it just to get along, does not make you a hypocrite or doesn't make a person a hypocrite.
Right. Just because you want voluntary alternatives doesn't mean that you're a hypocrite for not, you know, seeking them and meaning that you'll only use those in every situation now and today when they really don't exist. Like, oh, well, you know, I'm only going to use a private fire department.
Exactly.
There's no private fire department because they've taken all our money to fund the public one.
Paul?
Exactly. Exactly right. And I think you made good points about Somalia. I mean, basically, you know, to say, oh, look, there's a country without a strong, cohesive central government, so that must be exactly what you're purporting. It makes about as much sense as to say that North Korea is what somebody who supports a constitutional republic is supporting. There are different, you know, there's different kinds of societies, and, you know, the amount of violence and coercion in Somalia, I don't think is anything that voluntarists would support. So
well
said,
Paul.
Just my thought.
Thank you for making that call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. BJ is in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, BJ.
How's it going tonight, guys?
Hey, BJ. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to hear some voices in Keene and, you know, express how anxious I am counting down the last few days.
We were talking about you on, I think it was the extended show last night. You're one of the examples of the people that has made a pilgrimage up here to, is a pilgrimage temporary? It's not, is it? Anyway, you've made a trip. You've taken a trip up here to New Hampshire to check things out. And
pilgrimage
the experience,
temporary, generally.
Okay. The experience was so incredible for you that you've decided you wanted to move up your plans to actually make the move here as part of the Free State Project. So I know you had a point that you wanted to make. We'll bring it back here in a moment. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Money talks, and it sounds just like Jim Cramer.
I'm Cramer. Money talks. And sometimes it shouts when the results speak for themselves.
Investors worldwide follow Jim Cramer's advice on TV, in books, and on websites like TheStreet.com. And whether the market's up, down, or sideways, Jim's always hunting down a bull market. And now you can follow Cramer's portfolio at GetCramer.com.
Okay, here's how it works. Every time I buy or sell, I will email you ahead of time. Did you hear me? Ahead of time! It's like, if you can read, you can read my mind! My portfolio, fueled by my great research, is designed to deliver success. And I'll share it with you at GetCramer.com.
Today, you can sign up for 2 weeks of free access to Cramer's Picks and Portfolio. Just go to GetCramer.com and enter code word FREE. GetCramer.com. Free today. Go to GetCramer.com. Code word FREE.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
Then the angel said to him, Take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines.
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture products today.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us, including our webcam. You can go to enjoy the webcam and chat room all together at cam.freetalklive.com. That is cam.freetalklive.com. We bring back BJ in Kentucky. BJ, you're back on Free Talk Live. So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, real quick, my dad has been standing here listening to the show, so tell him he should move to New Hampshire.
Well, I don't know. If he loves freedom, then there's nowhere else you should be.
Exactly. He's getting there with understanding the intricacies. But anyway, me and Dan were at this little local restaurant last night.
Say again? I'm sorry. You faded out a little bit there.
Quick anecdote to express my anxiety about not being there yet. Dan and I were at a local restaurant last night, and I'm ranting, as we liberty activists tend to do, and last night it just happened to be about criminalization of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And Dad's sitting there listening and taking all that in. Well, the waitress sitting over at this table, she's nodding her head and kind of chiming in, yeah. And I'm thinking, does she get this? And
oh, absolutely.
Dad and I were just talking about, you know, the criminalization of drugs and how the drug war is a scam and it's a failure. And she said, yeah, I agree with you. You're absolutely right. And I go on to say a few more things, and she responds, and, oh, yeah, I understand that. And I'm like, wow, this is really cool. I have this little local restaurant here in rural Kentucky. And so, you know how it is when you're trying to talk to somebody and you're evaluating, okay, where are they at? You can kind of throw out more words that they might understand. You know what I mean? So I say, no, because what happens is it creates a culture of violence around the drug culture.
Mm.
And she says, well, what do you mean? I hit a roadblock. And so I say, well, if I walk by a guy selling crack cocaine on the street, I become a liability to that guy because it's illegal and he's risking his freedom. He's risking everything he has to sell that. And he doesn't know if he has to shoot me. He doesn't know if he has to bash me on the head or threaten my family or what. You know the whole argument. And her response is, well, that's why we call the police.
And what if you get ripped off on a crack deal? You're supposed to call the cops?
No! I lost her, so I give up. Like, is it time to go to New Hampshire yet?
Well, you know, on the first part of what your story is all about, you're going to find a lot of people in the restaurant business that understand that the war on drugs is a bad idea. And the reason why is because most servers are users of some sort of drug that is prohibited.
Some servers.
Most servers. Most of them. I'm telling you, Mark, you talk to anybody that's ever worked in the restaurant field, and if they're honest with you, they'll tell you the truth. Huh?
I haven't worked in the restaurant
field. You have worked in the restaurant field. Okay.
I just don't know that I can make that generalization.
Everybody I've ever known in the restaurant field has acknowledged. I've actually, in many cases, said 80. Sometimes I've said 80% on the air, only to be corrected by people in the restaurant field to 90% of the people in restaurants. So they certainly get that issue, even if they don't quite understand all of the nuances, as you're pointing out. But when are you getting up here to New Hampshire? It's coming up soon, right?
I'm looking at Social Sunday on the 28th.
Oh, that's exciting. Very cool. Congratulations. And anything else on your mind tonight, DJ?
No, I just wanted to say hi, and so I'm missing the Keene scene. And you guys have a good rest of the evening, and
thanks for the call. I know that we're actually going to be putting up his post. Thank you, BJ, for the call. Eventually here at freekeene.com or over at freekeene.com, we're going to be publishing his post as a blog post. He posted to our forums about his experiences and how blown away he was by the activism. You know, the activism that was going on here in the middle of the wintertime, I believe Christmas week or something like that. It was a little while ago that he was here. And you don't think that there's a whole lot happening, but apparently there was enough to really, I mean, from our perspective.
More than going on wherever you are.
It's true.
You know,
it's
true. There are places in the United States where they can make a claim that something's going on for liberty.
Yeah,
I think that if you could, you know, you stacked them up, you know, action against action, that New Hampshire's going to come out on top. But
absolutely. So so he's pretty excited about it, and he wrote up a really great essay, and it's going to be turned into a blog post here eventually. So look for that over at freekeene.com. We continue with your calls and go to Marcus in New Jersey on the Amp Line. Hello, Marcus.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk about something that you've touched on, you know, many times, but maybe talk a little further about it, and it's the power of our own minds to affect our health in a positive way.
Or negative.
Yes, or negative is true, and I would like to speak towards the positive side tonight.
Sure.
Now, many people realize that our minds control most of our body functions, many of them subconsciously.
Most of them.
Yes, and
your autonomic system, is that what it's called, the autonomic?
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right, and so one thing that you can do with some of these that's very obvious is you can actually think yourself to take control of something that was previously subconscious, like breathing. We don't think about breathing. Our body just does it while we sleep and while we do everything during the day. But if we like to, we can think about it and control how we breathe and how, you know, the speed and the depth at which we breathe. The doctor asks you to do it when you go in for a physical.
When you said the word breathing, I at that moment noticed myself.
Yeah, suddenly you change. Everything changes.
Yes. Then you have to try to forget to think about your breathing,
right,
which sometimes can be a pain. But so you can control your breathing, and you can take control of what was previously subconsciously being controlled. And I think what most people don't realize is that we can take control of many more subconscious actions in our body with our mind if we take the time to concentrate and work towards whatever it is we're trying to control in our bodies. One thing that happened to me when I was very, very young, I was probably somewhere between the ages of 5 and 7. And I used to, my parents were driving me in the car, and I was getting sick in the car all the time. And I guess it was in the same place every time, my father has since told me. And so I was feeling sick, just like it was always happening, and we pulled over the side of the road. My dad took me out, and he basically got me to meditate. I didn't know what I was doing particularly at the time, but he got me to close my eyes and concentrate and go down into my body and go down into where I was feeling the pain and visualize that and erase it, basically. And I was able to feel better, and I didn't get sick. And my father has told me that after that experience, I never got sick in the car ever again.
Interesting.
Yeah. So he taught me at a very young age how to do this. I didn't really think much of it because I was a very young child. Didn't really strike me as anything odd because that, he was my father, and that was what he was telling me
yeah.
to do.
Yeah.
So fast forward to when I was, an adult or a young adult, and my father got into a very bad car accident, and he ended up having some kind of liver problem, actually, after this accident that he had lived through. And he was trying to find a doctor to help him with it because he didn't have insurance. And one doctor told him to take off. He didn't want to even talk to him. But he was able to find a doctor to do this surgery on him. He was in really, really bad health, and apparently he would have died if he didn't have this surgery. It was in New York City, and it was in the mid-90s, and they told my father the surgery would be 5 hours long and that he would likely need, you know, plenty of blood transfusions. And he wasn't too happy about that because AIDS was a big scare then, and New York City, you know, blood, and they said, you know, he asked if he could use the family's blood, and they said, you don't have time to wait for your family's blood. We have to do this surgery now. So my father, he basically told his body not to bleed. He can tell the story a lot better than I can, but he concentrated and focused on not bleeding and told his body to help, you know, with the surgeons through the surgery to not bleed. And this, what was supposed to be a 5 hour surgery ended up taking 10 hours. And, after my father woke from the surgery, the doctors told him, they said, we cannot believe it, but after 10 hours of surgery, we did not have to give you any blood. You barely bled.
That's amazing.
You know, there's other stories I could tell you that are similar, but the main idea is that you can program your mind to take control of your body, and this is something many people don't realize.
Yeah, you just have to believe it. I think that's an important component, and there's a lot of evidence for this, especially in the area of the placebo effect.
That's right.
Thank you for the call and sharing those stories. They're great, great anecdotes. More coming up. Hour number two is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.